Tech giant Samsung has developed some wind-free technology that gently pushes cool air into a room once the desired temperature has been reached. And it does this without the need for energy-hungry fans constantly blowing it at high velocities. Wind-free technology that gently pushes cool air into a room. They say that this is 32% more efficient than conventional air conditioners. I wonder if it cools just as well. I know they say once the desired temperature has been reached. I'm thinking about the feel of the air now. I don't know if quality of the cooling process is the right way to word it, but that's kind of what I'm wondering about. And I'm not saying or even suggesting that it won't be. I'm just curious. 32% more efficient. You know, they already have some of those systems in place where you can put individual air conditioning units in each individual room of a home or of an office building, you name it. And you can program each one separately so that they do pretty much what you want them to do. Come on, when they recognize through motion sensor detection that someone has entered the room, turn off when they recognize that the room has been emptied out, there's no one in there, and they can cool each individual room or heat each individual room according to the specified setting for the individual unit. And I'm getting the impression that that is pretty efficient. Sounds like they're coming up with something that's even more efficient than that. They're already reasonably efficient air conditioners on the market, including models that make use of simple devices that are called inverters. These adjust the intensity of the cooling based on sensor readings of the nearby air temperature, and they run constantly, but at low levels. Over time, that's often more efficient than a more simplistic air conditioner that runs at the same speed and has to keep switching on and off in order to maintain the right temperature. When they're not running flat out, they're running very efficiently, according to Mr. Parker. Many people in the developing world may not want to spend the extra money to get air conditioners with inverters. But if they did, that would make all the difference in terms of how the increased energy demand of new devices builds up over time, according to Brian Motherway, who's with the IEA. It's really about making sure people are nudged towards buying the more efficient ones. Do you think that our governments will offer some kinds of incentives, credits, or otherwise to try to encourage more consumers to buy the more efficient systems once they become widely available? I guess that depends partly on which politicians are making the decisions about that. Some would say, hey, yeah, let's incentivize this. Others would say, forget about that. In the meantime, there are people saying that the solutions already available on the shelves, solutions to this cost of cooling, are already on the shelves. That may still be a hard sell in places like China, though, according to Ian Staffel, who's an energy expert at Imperial College London. He says that people really want the cheapest possible unit, and they're not so worried about the ongoing cost of the electricity, because electricity in China is so cheap. Still, energy groups in the country launched a program earlier this year to improve efficiency standards and labeling of products on the market. And some are thinking that simply managing our existing air conditioners more effectively could save a lot of energy. Tidal's Smart AC Control is an app-connected remote control that automatically switches air conditioners off when people leave the room. It also modifies the rate of cooling in response to online weather forecasts. Better management like that can reduce energy consumption by 40%. Now, I'm curious, how many of you would like to have that loss of control and privacy in order to gain more efficiency? Of course, increased demand for air conditioning systems wouldn't matter so much if all the electricity they consumed were generated by renewable sources, But a lot of countries are saying that that's unlikely despite the rapid advance of renewables in many countries. Mr. Motherway says that they noticed that electricity demand for cooling, particularly air conditioning in homes and buildings, was starting to grow quickly. But that wasn't simply because temperatures were rising, but because incomes were rising too, in those countries most likely to be affected by global warming. China, India, and Indonesia will account for half of all expected future growth in this area over the next 30 years. Yet the effects are being felt now. One Indian power company recently blamed extensive usage of air conditioners for high electricity demand in the northeast of the country. While there wasn't much growth in air conditioner sales in China in 2015 and 2016, 2017 saw a 45% spike, according to Dinesh Kithani at research firm IHS Market, partly caused by a very hot summer. IHS Markit's Home Appliance Intelligence Service estimates that there were 130 million room air conditioners in use worldwide in 2016. But get this, 160 million a year later. When it comes to room air conditioners, their estimates are 130 million in 2016, 160 million, 30 million more in 2017. While cooling innovations and a gradual switch to renewables should help mitigate the growth in demand for air conditioners, energy experts like Mr. Stauffel point out that in a warming world, there will also be less demand for the opposite. You got it, central heating. And a reduction in demand for heating, a reduction now, and the demand for heating could offset the rise in demand for cooling. What do you think about that? Will it offset? How have your winters been? What have your winters been like? Are they getting warmer? Are they about where you think they'll be for the next 10, 12, 20 years? Think that we can safely rely on reduced need for central heating? How was it for you last winter and winter before that? Did you need less heating than normal? Was your heating bill lower, higher, about the same? That's one of the best ways to kind of get a handle on what's happening with the heating situation. Check out those bills and just kind of compare your average for the last three winters to your average the three winters before that. See if it's going up, going down, staying about the same. Back in a few.